98.1 KZE MK with you. Today in the studio with me, we have artist Shelley McClure Tran. Her new exhibition, Hidden in Plain Sight, opening at Jane Street Art Center on August 9th. Shelley, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's lovely to meet you. And you, I told you this, you're the first artist interview that I've done where the artist brought me examples of their work to look at in person. And I should ask for that because that was great.
Yeah, it's a little hard to explain and then visualize what it is I'm doing.
Yeah, that is the funny thing about talking about visual arts yes. in an audio medium. But we find a way.
Yep.
So shall I'm really putting myself on the line here, but I could kind of try to tell people my initial reaction to the work.
Go ahead, yeah.
It's very abstract, but it is very gentle. You know, I said to you that I don't find it to be aggressive at all, you know, like some abstract art is. I find it to be very comfortable. It's these tones of a lot of like silvers and grays and blacks and kind of these natural earthy tones that I really respond to. And then I love the little silver panel you showed me where you had actually drawn in a little figure in the foreground to kind of emphasize the natural sort of landscape that was already present in the work. And yeah, I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so that was my take. Now, from the artist herself, can we hear a little bit about the work?
As you said, it's mostly abstract. I work with raw materials like plasters, waxes, marble dusts, inks, I love natural materials and I love what they can do. Mm-hmm. And I love the surprise that comes when you're actually working with them.
Yeah, yeah. So you were saying that you like to kind of let things reveal themselves.
With the silver work particularly, what I actually do is I prepare a surface, silver leaf it, and then I do a little meditation that says anything on the unseen side that wants to be seen, you have seconds. And I literally have to put the acid on the silver and invite whatever essence is coming through. And then I start to feel it coming through. I cannot wait for it to appear. If I do, it's burned beyond recognition. So I have to stop the process before I actually see it. Mm. But I'm always blown away by who or what appears. There'll be sceneries, there'll be faces, and there's a whole story in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really fascinating.
It's amazing. And you were also telling me the Hidden in Plain Sight name also refers to how there's really like these abstract forms and artworks everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
In very unexpected places. Yeah. How did you kind of start to notice that and get inspired by that?
I think I've always, just ever since I was a little kid, I would be pointing things out, like on the river there was scum all pushed together, and I thought, oh, look at that, isn't that beautiful? And people look at me like, what? Then I take a photograph or do a painting of it, and they're like, wow, where did you see that? Right there in the riverbed, or right there, like stain on the side of a wall. Yeah. In the back of the gallery, I have a large piece, which is 45 by 70. And what it is I was up in Quebec at a place called Lac de Poisson Blanc, and friends had bought a seminary, an old seminary on this lake, and there are 35 little islands where nobody lived, and so there was no light there. And underneath one of the old buildings was a rolled up piece of canvas, and I grabbed it and pulled it out, and they were going, oh, don't do that, it's in the dirt. And I rolled it out and I went, oh my God. It was as if the view from the lake was embedded into the canvas. It looks like a horizon line with evergreens.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And so I said, I want to take this and make it into a piece of artwork. And my friends were, you're not putting that in the boat. You can't take it back with you. But I did. And that was probably 10 years ago. And now finally I've gotten it. And it'll be part of the show at the back.
Oh, that's amazing. I how could they resist?
It's like the shroud. I call it the shroud of Lac de Poisson Blanc.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's really going to be exciting to see it finally up there.
So there's some very large scale pieces. There's also some very small scale pieces. How does the space, how do you think the space is going to feel when you're done putting it together?
I think it's going to feel very contemplative. People will be drawn into various different pieces of work and they'll spend time looking. Yeah. And I really did, when they first offered me the show, I had big ideas about the whole installation space at the back. But time and money and a friend being very ill, I really didn't have time to develop that idea. So it'll be a little different, a lot of little pieces in the back and a few little sculptures, and that'll be it. But it'll feel very, I think, very quiet and very contemplative.
Nice. That sounds like a good kind of escape from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shelley McClure-Tran is my guest. We're talking about Hidden in Plain Sight. That's the next exhibit to open at Jane Street Art Center, running August 9th through September 13th. And there's usually an opening reception. Are you going to be doing an opening reception?
Absolutely. 4 to 6 on the 9th. It's a Saturday. And there is a gallery attached to this one. There'll be another opening there. It happens to be the weekend of studio visits in Saugerty as
right.
well. A lot of art going to happen.
Yeah. Do you like opening receptions? Do you enjoy talking to people
them.
About your art?
Well, I love going to them and talking and meeting artists. And this valley is really starting to pop with a lot of really good, high-quality artists.
Yeah. Have you been here a long time?
I have. I'm Canadian, and I was always looking for where's home all over the world. And finally, I ended up coming up to the Catskills by a friend I met in Guatemala. And then she said, come up. And I felt all of a sudden like I was growing roots. And I really feel at home in the Catskill Mountains. Yeah. I love it here.
Yeah, that kind of happened to me too, where I was like bouncing around for a while and then like came here. And this was the first place where I really started to like build a community.
Yeah.
And didn't even really mean to stay. But, you know, here I am 15 years later.
I almost moved to France. I had a show in Paris in mid-90s, and it was very welcoming for me, but I was a single mother with a 11-year-old, so it was a little bit hard, but it came that close, so yeah. I almost missed it, but I'm really happy to be in these mountains.
Yeah. My guest is Shelley McClure-Tran, the new exhibition Hidden in Plain Sight, opening at Jane Street Art Center, which is just such a beautiful space, and they do such wonderful work and bring in such amazing artists. I think I asked you off air, but have you been involved with the gallery a long time?
No, I've helped another show, helped a friend do a show there, and I've only known about it for about 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the opening reception, again, August 9th from 4 to 6 p.m., Hidden in Plain Sight. I've had the pleasure of getting to see some of the work up close firsthand, and highly recommend going and immersing yourself in it while it's up at Jane Street Art Center. Shelley, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you have, I always ask my guests, I put them on the spot at the last second. I'm like, what song should we play? And you had one. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this Teskey Brothers tune?
Teskey Brothers, and they're an Australian band. And I usually go into my studio day or night. And this is the first song I play, and it's called Rain. His voice is just absolutely amazing.
Alone. Yeah, yeah. been alone. And the road ain't so clear, but we can still walk across. But I know it's hard to be alone. A soul with no faith is a lonely place. But I know it's hard, and I know it's hard to be alone. It's a lonely place, but I know it's hard. I know.
KZE. That's one from the Teskey Brothers, Rain, from the Run Home Slow album. Great choice from Shelley McClure Tran, the next artist on display at Jane Street Art Center. You can see her show Hidden in Plain Sight August 9th through September 13th with the opening reception on the 9th. We've got your community bulletin board now. When we return, one from Big Thief.